Instagram Stories for Saturday, April 18th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill, and this is the weekend edition of the Instagram Stories. Today on the show, we'll get into some Instagram news. The Instagram team has extended the Your Algorithm feature, where you can customize the content that you see, to the Explore tab. Additionally, Instagram is testing letting you add images in comments, limiting the number of trial reels that users can post for up to 30 days, and more. Additionally, the Threads team is rolling out some updates. We'll get into it. We'll also get into some strategy. Instagram has added a way to link between videos where you can tap on a link in a reel and that could go to another piece of content. You have to do it using the Edits app. We'll get into it. And lastly, we'll get into some AI news. Ashley Coffey and I will discuss a story about how Mark Zuckerberg is creating an AI version of himself to sit in meetings so he does not have to. And hopefully this eliminates the need for CEOs in general, and those wages can go to employees. All of that on today's episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the AI news. If you're not familiar with the Your Algorithm feature that Instagram first rolled out in December, it's a way to see and control the topics that drive the content in your Reels recommendations on Instagram. Starting today, Instagram has extended the Your Algorithm feature to Explore as well. Just like with Reels, you can view the topics that Instagram thinks you're into and easily adjust to see more or less of the content. So this way you're getting what you want to see. You can see your top interests, looking at a summary of the topics Instagram thinks you care about most. You can tune your preferences so you can indicate what you want to see more or less of, and that will be reflected across your Reels and the Explore page. You can also share your interests to your story so friends and followers can see what you're into. And on the Explore page, you can add or remove interests directly from the topic pills at the top of the page so that it's easier to dive into the interests and things that you really care about. I will link to the blog post from Instagram explaining all of this so you can read it for yourself. Let's move on to more Instagram news. In the Instagram DM inbox, there's something at the top called notes, which are like statuses. You can write a little status message, or you can link to a song that you're listening to. You can connect it to your Spotify. The news is that Instagram is rolling out the ability to add GIF notes. I actually just got this feature the other day. I was able to add a silly GIF. It's very fun. Go test it out. And the last piece of Instagram news that we are going to talk about, Instagram has started limiting the number of trial reels that users can post for up to 30 days. Of course, during that time, you can still share regular reels, but if you hit this limit, and by the way, it's not clear what number of trial reels would make you hit that limit, but if you do, you get a message that says you've reached the limit. You've shared the maximum number of trial reels allowed within 30 days. You can share this reel to everyone now as a regular reel or wait up to 30 days to share it as a trial reel. And your only option there is to say okay. It seems like in this case, Instagram has recognized that people are abusing trial reels, and this is a step to prevent that. Let's move on to the Threads news. The head of Threads, Connor Hayes, posted on Threads, quote, "One of the things I ask people on the Threads team to do is ship things that just make sense. Indented replies is a good example of one of those things. We just started rolling this out on iOS and began testing it on Android yesterday. Full launch soon. I personally love it. Let me know what you think," end quote. In the screenshot that he included in this Threads post, it shows indented replies, and it's obvious what people are replying to, which is a little unclear now when you look at the Threads app. I will link to the graphic showing what this looks like in the show notes. Connor Hayes also shared another update saying, quote, "You all liked yesterday's product update that just made sense, so I'll keep going. In similar news, we've started testing an update to the experience on threads.com. Web is an important part of how our most engaged users interact with Threads, and we'll be investing more here going forward. In this screenshot, you'll also see something new. Messages on web aren't yet publicly testing, but you'll start to see them appear over the coming weeks." He included a screenshot. Obviously, the most interesting thing here is the ability to send Threads direct messages via the website, which is something I have been bringing up for a while. But it also includes a sidebar with all of the options that you might want to click on and get there quickly. Nice to see this update from the Threads team. There's one other Threads-related topic I want to talk about that seems to be quite a big deal in the Threads community right now, although I don't think it's exactly new. All right, let's move on to the strategy portion of the episode. One thing that is very important on Instagram is where you can add links. Historically, you've only been able to add links in two places. Number one, in your bio, and number two, inside stories. However, Instagram recently added the ability to add links inside Reels. To explain more, here's Artisan Media from the @creators account.
Reels just dropped one of the most powerful updates for creators. You can now add clickable links inside your Reels. Not just profiles, but other Reels too. And it's way easier than people think. Here is how you set it up. Open Edit and import your video. In the bottom menu, tap Links and you'll see two options. Accounts to tag a creator or Reels to link a clickable video. For this example, I'm linking a profile, so I'll choose Account and tag Creators. You can resize it, move it anywhere on the screen, and time it to appear exactly when it makes sense in your video. You can also link another reel from your saved post, your own content, or via link. This opens so many creative use cases, like reaction videos, giving credit, tutorials, or sending viewers deeper into your content. And I'm really excited to see how creators start using it.
Obviously, you can't see from the audio exactly what's happening, but I will link to the video in the show notes so that you can watch it. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ashley Coffey and I are going to get into this week's AI news. And good news, the CEO of Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, has created an AI to replace him in meetings. Stick around. Welcome back. This week on AI news that you should know about, Ashley Coffey and I dive into the week's AI news. And one of the stories has to do with Mark Zuckerberg creating an AI clone version of himself to attend meetings. Here's Ashley and I discussing. Meta is building an AI version of Mark Zuckerberg to interact with staff. As company layoffs continue to happen, we see mass amounts of people getting laid off by companies saying that they're going to be replaced with AI. I keep saying, and I've said it on the show multiple times, when are companies going to lay off the highly paid CEOs? CEOs are supposed to be visionaries, but how do you quantify what they really bring to the table, right? Can they be replaced by AI? It's a valid question. Meta is building a artificial intelligence version of Mark Zuckerberg that can engage with employees in replacement of him. They're developing photorealistic AI-powered 3D characters that users can interact with in real time. The company began prioritizing a Zuckerberg AI character, and he is personally involved in training and testing his animated AI so that it could have conversation and give feedback to employees. The character is being trained on Mark Zuckerberg's mannerisms, tone, publicly available statements, as well as his own recent thinking on company strategies, so that the employees are interacting with a version of him and they can feel connected to it. The effort is separate from other AI projects that Meta is doing, for instance, building a CEO agent to help Mark Zuckerberg in his normal day-to-day role to retrieve information quickly. So a lot of different AI projects that Meta is working on. Ashley, what's your take on this?
I am laughing out loud internally and externally because this is going to go off the rails. I have a strong feeling this is going to backfire. Like a lot of other Mark Zuckerberg's genius ideas of trying to become more public facing. I mean, he's already a cyborg, so like, why are you creating a duplication of that? But to think more seriously about this, this is a high risk. You're having a CEO that is very well known, very well regarded in the tech industry. A, that he is going to create a digital twin of himself to create, to make decisions. That is very dangerous. And I don't think we're quite having the conversation of it's necessary to keep a human in the loop, right? Because let's say that virtual, I'm sure they're building in safeguards, but who knows at this point, it can go off the rails of suddenly the Mark Zuckerberg digital twin wants to go rogue against Meta. Like that could happen. I just don't think we're quite there yet, but I see what he's trying to do of being an early adopter. I think this is more of just a comedy play than an actual innovation play.
That's a great point. I actually hadn't thought about that at all. I was thinking about this as an opportunity for companies to have leverage to cap CEO salaries, right? They can now potentially say to CEOs in the near future, we can replace you with AI. There's no need to pay you a $30 million per year bonus or whatever it is. We can just replace you with an AI and use that as a threat to pay CEOs less and give more money to employees. Okay, I recognize that might never happen, but just that's the idea, and that's what I would like to see.
Me too, me too. It's interesting because if you look at it, most of the salary goes to the people at the top. Very little bit makes it to the bottom. So I think this, we're also at like a redistribution of equity of employees as well, which some people are for and some people are against.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, I'm going to stop it there. But if you want to hear Ashley Coffey and I get into more AI news, look for the podcast AI News That You Should Know About wherever you get podcasts. That is going to do it for today's episode. Come back on Monday when we get into Mosseri Monday, what the head of Instagram shared on his Ask Me Anything. And as always, thank you for listening.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content up every set just to conform. Likes gave you validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Coming back for more podcasts and find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media. I'm gone.